Fitzy and Whipper.
Are we really going to do this? I mean, Friday's exciting and everything, but it's that time of the year again, and I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to get nervous when I walk outside my house in the dark. Spider season, guys. You just never know, do you? I mean, you know, sometimes you go through stages during the year where you feel like, maybe I should just check under the bed. I don't know what's there. Maybe I should just have a bit of a look in the car, and I hate it. On my car, right, quite often on my rear vision mirrors, the external ones on each side of the car, they'll be covered in cobwebs. And I'll go, yeah, great. Well, where's the spider? Yeah. Is he spending the night in the car? Am I going to get in and there's a huntsman that just drops, you know, from my windshield, like the girl on the northern beaches last weekend who drove her car into the water?
Well, we had a guy, we had a wasp nest. At the end of last year, we had a wasp nest at our place, and a guy came around and he goes, Fitzy, he goes, actually, I'll just check around your place and just have a look. And he was showing me these tiny little webs in the corner of where we walked into our house, and he said, redbacks, they're breeding redbacks there.
Yeah.
You can't see them. They're so tiny, sir. But he said that they will grow into bigger ones. They're the ones that freak you.
Yeah, growing up, always having to sweep out the outdoor furniture before everyone sat on it, because they would always be in under the fabrics and in the creases of the chairs.
Don't. Next thing you know, it's on the back of your legs, Sarah, and bang, it's crawling up your inner thigh, and it's got you. I hate it when that happens. You know who's the greatest target for spiders?
Who?
And this is especially in their sleep. Males around the age of 35 with bushy eyebrows.
I think you've gone.
That's me all over.
No, I don't think the age. You've just brought the age.
That is.
You've thrown an age
that
out
is
there.
Me, man.
No, it's a load of crap.
Look at the sheet.
No.
35 years.
No, if you could actually read. We've all heard the statistics of spiders crawling on your face when you're asleep. And the other one as well, that apparently you swallow. What is
about it? eight to ten spiders in your sleep you will have eaten.
In your lifetime?
Not knowing.
What they have brought out now and said that, you know, the information is that you can now, they crawl across your face. And like you said, they look for men with bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got 35 years of age.
35 years,
How's the spider know your age?
I think it comes down to more what your eyebrows are like at that stage of your life. So
really?
I would have suggested, I mean, if I was to jump in and debunk this study, I would say that the older man would be more of a target. I mean, Johnny Howard would have 600 spiders charging at his eyebrows on a daily basis.
They'd be breeding him. And what they also do as well, sir, you don't know this, but spiders actually go through your wallet first, check your ID.
Do they?
See what your age is, then they'll go for your eyebrows.
So if you are younger than 35, what they're recommending is to actually leave your driver's license by your bed, just so the spider can see that it's not worth going onto your head.
Just to make it easy for him.
Thanks, guys. Kirsty, hello.
Hello. How you guys going, guys?
Yeah, really good. What did you want to say this morning?
So yesterday I actually woke up and there was a huge huntsman above my bed.
On the roof?
So I woke up 5:30, turned my light on, and it was there, kind of greeting me when I woke up.
See, huntsmen are the worst because they are hairy and they have huge long legs. So how did you get rid of it, Christy?
I kind of threw a few things at it, obviously not when I was underneath it.
Yeah.
And I did scream and woke a couple of my roommates up, unfortunately. And it ran underneath the door and into my roommate's room, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Great game. Well chased.
Well done.
Straight out the door. Do you know what concerns me, though? If we're talking about the fact that the spiders like the bushy eyebrows, wouldn't they just be after any hairy area?
Oh, your back's now in that, trouble.
That means my entire body.
Well, that's why
you like a tiger.
Would be like Christmas dropping into my bed.
Oh, God. That would be the gates of heaven for a spider.
Who gates down of hell that. For everyone else?
Probably move in and I wouldn't have any idea they were there.
Oh, Jesus.
God, what's that down there?
That would be a forest, paradise forest for any spider.
So I would recommend plan your weekend by getting a wax, everyone, all over your entire body for this spider season. These rumours have been flying around for a while now, and finally, we've got a bit of clarity about Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. I mean, the rumours started a long time ago, but nothing's really been confirmed. Anyway, the story getting around explains why we haven't heard anything. Apparently, when they divorced, Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, the papers that she signed said that she wasn't allowed to date anyone publicly for 5 years.
This is Scientology all over, isn't it?
100%. So the clause basically said you are not allowed to talk about Scientology, you're not allowed to answer any questions, and public dating is out for 5 years. Can't be seen in a public fashion, and the partner, if she does find one, is not to interact with Suri Cruz for 5 years.
Oh, so this is like a contract.
What?
But Tom Cruise doesn't see Suri now anyway because they're not Scientologists. He doesn't see Katie or Suri.
Apparently, if this clause is broken, the money stops.
Oh, see,
how's that?
Rules for your ex. I mean, this is all, I don't know if people have done this before, 13, 24, 10, but if you've broken up with someone and you've put some rules into place.
Well, often if you've broken up and you say you live together or you live in the same area, I mean, I've done it before where you go, okay, well, just so we don't continue to bump into each other and make this harder, you can go to that breakfast spot on a Saturday morning with your friends. I won't go anywhere near that, and I'll go to that one. Or I'll let you know where I'm going so you don't go there if we're not sure.
Got you.
The other one, tiring.
No, it is tiring. So the other one, though, I reckon is who gets what in a relationship bust up. So, and just to keep it clean, you return all the goods to the one person right at that time so you don't have to keep going back and forth. Oh, I found this in the cupboard. You should. Oh, okay. 13, 24, 10. Love to know what rules you had to put into place. Like this after a relationship, bet cafes. The other one would be groups of friends, because it's hard when you bust up if you all have the same friendship group. People take sides, man.
Or if someone have said, you can't date anyone for the next couple of months. You know, I wonder if that's a rule that you put into place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, Rob's over. What happened with your missus, Rob?
Hey guys, my ex now. When I broke up with her. She said I couldn't have any special relations with anyone for 6 months.
For 6 months?
How do you police that?
well, the thing is, she didn't, so...
Wow.
What a strange... That's a bit strange, Rob. I mean, that's everyone's dream. You don't want your ex running off quickly and fighting somebody else. But it's... Did you agree to it, or did you just say, yeah, sure, no worries, and then go and do your own thing?
I told her I'd see what I could do, and but, nah, I think it's pretty hard to last, like, 6 months, especially as a single man kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, we'll get involved.
Guys,
13, yeah.
Can I ask for a key ring, sorry?
Robbie.
You've got one, Rob. I'm going to give you 1016. How's that, Robbie?
Oh, you legend.
Do you know what I do miss in my life now that I'm turning 40 this year?
Your ex-girlfriend from school?
No. Sarah is a good sleepover.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when you were younger and you have sleepover at your mate's place, you would have had a few slumber parties in your time as well, Sarah.
Yeah, but that's when you're at school. After that, it's just a mistake that you pass out on someone's sofa, isn't it?
Oh, that's disappointing to hear.
But see, then you have kids as well. And Huey and I, a couple of years ago, we went and did a bit of glamping on Cockatoo Island, had a sleepover there.
Yeah. But I remember pitching a tent in the back.
Keep it to yourself, Mike.
I know it's Friday. Get too excited.
I remember pitching a tent with Dad in the back garden.
Oh, that's even worse.
Anyway, we went and slept in it and it started to rain, and then Dad and I decided to take our tent inside. It was really more like a Pakistani marquee. It was a really weird night.
I heard it took
a while to get the tent down as well, which was weird.
Cold spoon.
But no, sleepovers. Now, I want you guys to think, if you could have a sleepover anywhere in Australia, what would be one of the most iconic or the best views that you could have a sleepover?
Top of Ayers Rock.
No.
Sensitive.
Sensitive.
One of the hotels that looks at Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Well, no, that's not
it's not hotels, Sarah. We're not talking hotels.
On a boat in a harbour.
Well, harbour. Let's go the harbour, because now, apparently, they've proposed sleepovers at the Sydney Opera House.
That's not bad. Where? Just on the steps?
No, they're going to be sort of on Bennelong Point there.
Yep.
Sort of under the sails, you know, that looking out into the harbour.
Yeah.
So where you're looking at the bridge. So it's on the other side of the Opera House.
Yep, sure.
On the water side there.
Looks over towards Mr. Macquarie's chair.
And they'll set up those makeshift sort of canvas sort of beds that you can go under there. Now, You go for two nights. Is that they're only going to have five sets of people, and they're only going to do it sort of five.
I'd love to do that.
Only five times a year, and you can only take two people with you. So
you can take two.
So it's, yeah, there's only two. Comes in sets of two. Right, so pairs. So
you're not saying that I could take two, honey. I've organised a great night away. We're staying at the Opera House, and I've got Gary coming.
Hey.
No.
No.
No, you can't do that. But this, I think this is a great idea.
It is a great idea. I mean, you've got to remember, though, you're right on the water. So it's a bit like, you know, roar and snore at the zoo. There's plenty of noise around. And if you're on the water there at the Opera House, you'll just be getting into your bed, looking at the water, and the next thing you know, the cruise boat will come past, or a bucks party, who's just yelling abuse, and there's a stripper that's out there, and you're going to be thrown by what you'd see on the water at that time.
Guests would also get the unique opportunity to snore in some of the most the building's most famous theatres. So you get a bit of a tour. You go through the Utzon Room, the Joan Sutherland Theatre, the Northern Foyers. So I think it's a great idea. And I think you can have a couple of shandies at the end of the night on your bed, meet someone new, and look over the most iconic view in the world, Sarah. I reckon it would have to be one of the best views in the world.
It would be pretty cool. You just hope it's not too windy because you get swept off and straight into the ocean.
Oh, negative.
No, no, I agree with you. And there's nothing worse than sleeping in your wetsuit, is there?
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, Dad and I'd love to go and pitch a tent there.
Oh,
stop. Have a look at what I've done, Dad.
I want to hear from anyone, 13, 24, 10, if you've ever jumped on a plane before and ended up in the wrong destination.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't think as well.
No, because you're programmed and you know where you're going. Like, you've got to set the route before you take off. And that's part of the aviation standards.
Yeah, but see, like, can you jump onto the wrong plane with your ticket?
Not really, because your ticket's not going to match the plane you're getting onto.
13, 24, 10, if you've ended up in the wrong destination, AirAsia. This happened last year. There's been an investigation that's been going on for a while. But anyway, it was a full flight, and a heap of people jumped on to go from Sydney to Malaysia. So they thought they were going to Kuala Lumpur. The pilot put in the wrong coordinates, and they ended up in Melbourne.
So what, he actually landed the plane, an hour later, right? 1,000 k's down the road and said, welcome to Kuala Lumpur. Jeez, it's been a quick flight, guys.
Jeez, that was a quick flight.
I haven't even got through my meal.
I've just started my entree and we're coming down already.
There were two movies I wanted to see.
How stupid can you be where you've put in the wrong coordinates?
But I wonder what stage of the flight they realised they were on the wrong track. I mean, did the tower contact him and go, sorry, mate, you there, buddy? Oh. AirAsia.
Oh.
Hello.
Do a Yui.
Turn right and keep going. 180.
It's not bad. Like, I mean, I told you about a mate of mine who went to LA. I mean, he knew he was going to LA, but wasn't told about the stopover in Wellington.
Sure.
Because it was Air New Zealand. But unfortunately, he took three sleeping pills as soon as it took off from Sydney, so they couldn't get him off the plane. Because he thought he was going to sleep for 14 hours.
Whoops.
And go straight to LA. And they had to physically carry him off at Wellington. You need to get off the plane. Andrew in Wollongong, what happened to your friend, Andrew?
Mate, he's booked a flight from Greece to come to Sydney, Australia, and he ended up in Sydney in Canada.
Oh, no way. Awesome. Because there's also a Melbourne in Canada as well. Sydney. Andrew, when did he realise, mate?
When he got to Canada.
Yeah, that's...
He would have gone, geez, you know what? Sydney has changed so much since the last time I've been here.
And you know when you look at the...
bloody freezing. I thought it was summer.
You know when you look at the flight path on the screen in front of you? It would have been going, oh, God, I don't know. This is weird.
We must be going the long way. Rachel in Richmond, what happened to your friend, Rach?
So I was working as a tour guide in Morocco, and on my first night of having a new group come in, I had a guy who was like this big burly Texan, and he'd just won $500,000 playing poker, and he'd asked his travel agent to book him to Monaco, but he actually ended up in Morocco, and he had no idea that he was in a Muslim country and he couldn't drink and there were no casinos, and he ended up going on a hunger strike for 3 days.
But he cracked it. He cracked it or what? He didn't want to eat the food.
No more tagines for him.
That is hilarious. He just wanted to be the Texan pig that rolls into the casino and starts splashing cash.
Monaco, which is like, apparently, that's just for the luxurious.
Paradise, money, big boats, wealth.
Sitting up in Morocco.
Can't even get a beer.
Great call, Rach.
Oh! I only just realised. With Fitzy and Whipper.
You know the rules, don't feel silly about it. If something's just landed and you've realised, give us a call. What have you only just realised?
Your table's over there, sir. Is that your lovely wife? Go and sit down. Cafe Sydney, welcome to... Two chairs at Cafe Sydney, and you can order what you want. That's the prize up for grabs today.
Wow.
Gavin has tweeted at Fitzy and Whipper, I've only just realised your bowel and intestine are the same thing. I thought your intestine was linked to your bowel, and your bowel was where everything sat before it came out. But it's the same thing. Hashtag mind blown.
Wow. God, I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, I hadn't either. You? Well, they're all linked.
I mean, they all look like a long sausage, don't they? I mean, we all know what they look like, but I thought the... what's wrong with saying long sausage, Magic Millie? I didn't think there was an issue. I just thought, you know, the bowel was actually one area.
Yeah, I still think they are two different things.
Which intestine is your favourite, the longer one or the shorter
the
one?
The small one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a lot cuter.
Great. Any other tweets there? Another two?
No, that was it.
Let's go to Isabella in Maroubra. What have you only just realised, Isabella?
Oh, hi. I've only just realised that... Australia doesn't have a president.
No, that's okay. We have a prime minister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. It can be confusing. Some countries have a prime minister and a president.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We had both.
That's all right.
I thought there was like levels.
You're leading at the moment. You're at Cafe Sydney as we speak. Daniela from St. Ives. What has your sister only just realised?
She only just realised that the Olympics actually started in Greece. She thought that they started in America because they were doing so well at the Rio Olympics.
Because America dominated at the Rio Olympics, did she think that that's where they first started?
Yeah. So she thought they first started America.
So the Americans are so good at it because they've been doing it for longer, because that's where it started. I mean, it's interesting because... The torch always starts in Greece.
That's not bad.
And you're Greek as well. Great.
Yeah.
Go back to the old family history book and have a quick read. Thanks for your call. Courtney, welcome to the show. What have you only just realised?
I only just realised you have to change gears to ride a motorbike.
Look, I'm not a motorbike wizard.
Yep.
But is there automatic motorbikes out there?
I have no idea.
I don't think there is. I don't know. Is there automatic motorbikes?
I think you can get an automatic motorbike, can't you?
Well, the only ones I've done are their foot pedals and their gears. They're on your foot.
Yeah, like you have to change the gears because I was in the car with Dad and I was like, Dad, there's something wrong with his bike. And Dad's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you have to keep kicking his bike. He goes, he's changing the gears. I was like,
But there'd be gear change on your up on your.
You can get an automatic scooter. You can get automatic scooters. So that's why I'm thinking, can you get motorbikes? And that's why it's very hard. People think that you can just jump onto a motorbike and ride it, but when you do have to change gears, that's where you see people when it flicks into gear and they go to accelerate, it just takes off.
Remember the charity event we went to on Woolloomooloo Wharf, and I had to ride a motorbike in and stalled it before I got anywhere near it. Remember, I was going, where is he? Well, he's nearly fallen off the bike. That's fine. Anthony, welcome to the show. What's your daughter just realised?
Oh, mate, my daughter just realised we were out the shop the other day and she's sitting there and she's looking and she goes, yeah, I know what chocolate cows are, I know what vanilla cows are, and I've seen caramel colour cows, but where does strawberry milk come from?
Okay. So chocolate coloured cows? That's a good
and
one.
She's 18.
Still looking for that red cow, isn't she, Anthony?
She wanted to know. I said, mate, never seen one. I had to say to her, well, no, it's all artificially made. And she was really heartbroken.
Devastating.
Will in Sutherland, what have you only just realised, Will?
You know, on game shows, when the winner carries over onto the next week or whatever.
Yeah.
I always thought it was carry over the champ, like an old saying, like carry over the champ, not carry over champ.
Carry over, old mate. Is that what you mean? Old buddy, old champ.
Yeah.
Welcome back, our carry over champ. Hello, carry over.
Carry over to you too.
So, did you think it was like a cheerio, Will?
Yeah.
It's like a goodbye.
Yeah, very similar. And then I saw it on TV and it was written up there. I'm like, oh,
Hopefully you haven't told too many people. Damn it, Will, you're on the radio. Stuff it, don't worry about it. Big decision here, Sarah. I mean, I like Anthony because I love the idea of there being a cow that just has chocolate milk and I could just go and pull up a teat.
I also love Will as well at the end there. That is very cute.
I think we're going to have to go with Will.
Well done, Willie!
Willie! Time for two Cafe Sydney. All yours, buddy. You know when you're trying to find a car park, just on the street, not looking for an actual car park, often you have to try and be creative. You just want to find any spot that you can try and squeeze into, especially in Sydney where we all know that it's an absolute nightmare sometimes parking.
It's frustrating. We're very lucky at home that we have got a car park underneath the house. You don't. You've got to find one on the street. I don't know how I could do it. I'd find that frustrating every day.
Quite often I'll reverse up and there's a no parking sign right in front of our house and I'll leave sort of half the car in and half the car out. I always wonder if I'm going to get booked, but I think if someone came along, they'd go, he's on the line. If the ball's on the line, it's in.
You're a psycho, mate. You know what I mean? Life on the edge. You always have. I admire you for that, but you will get done.
Yep, sponsored by Red Bull. Here's a story about a poor girl in St. Peter's, or a poor family, really, because this girl, Laura, who couldn't find a park, was in a bit of a hurry, had to get to the airport, decided to park her car, thought it was all sweet, had no idea that she'd parked across a family's driveway, went to the airport, got on a plane and went to Bali.
Yeah, but see, when I looked at the photos of this, I was like, oh, that's fine, you just go around the car or whatever. But the house has got a fence, right? And the family's got three cars in the driveway.
Yep.
And because the fence is there, they can't get the cars out at all.
No one goes in, no one comes out.
How long has the car been there for?
5 days now. and this is great. How wrapped would you be if you're the family? So they've called the police in Newtown. They were eating organic muffins and weren't that interested. It then turned into an argument between the police and the council rangers about whose responsibility it was for moving the car. I mean, if you were the family, just move the car now.
You'd put a rock through the front window.
No. You would just get a tow truck and you would get...
You call a tow truck, like Whipper says, and you get the car removed.
No, that hasn't happened. 5 days, Sarah. People work. Three cars in the car, in the driveway. You can't get rid of it.
Fitzy, a tow truck will be there within seconds. They are sniffing for blood.
Yeah, they are, and they're expensive. I don't know why Fitzy's option of a rock through the front window.
Move the car.
Just put it in a neutral and you just push it away.
I mean, the girl, Laura, who's just having, mate, she's smashing bin tanks. She's in Kuta, just in bikinis.
It's the girl who's got the car.
Yeah, she went to Bali. So they've got on to her. She's apologised, but said, "I'm sorry, I won't be changing my flight."
I can understand if the car was near the airport, but it's in St. Peter's.
Yeah.
What is she doing? That's a long walk to the airport.
I don't know. Just desperate for a park, and there's the silver Holden Astra just still in the spot. Even 30 centimetres. I mean, it's a bad park as it is. My sister's done this, where she parked across the front of a driveway to an entire apartment block and then went shopping. She had no idea that she'd done it. I don't know how you make that mistake.
That's where you could put a rock through the driveway.
She came back and thought there was an auction at the apartments, but it was everyone from there on the front lawn yelling at her, just screaming.
What would you do in that situation? You'd have to walk up to them and just say something like, "My bloody sister, she's an idiot. I'm so sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
She's down there in that she works over in that shop just over there.
Go and get her.
Go and tee off on her."
Yep. Just walk up and go, "Oh my God. Who has parked there? Oh my God, I've just found this set of keys. Let me see if I can move it." Lights, camera, hilarity. So it's an exciting day for a beautiful Friday morning. A lot of new music out today.
Yeah, it is exciting. Kanye and Drake, starting with them, they've finally confirmed they're working on a new album together. It's been rumoured for a while, but Kanye's actually done an interview and said it is happening. No details, though, on release dates. Mm-hmm. Guy Sebastian has a new single out today. This is Candle. Have a bit of a listen. They don't own a candle
to you. Great sound.
It does sound good. Yeah.
Amazing. I think he wrote it about Jules, his beautiful wife. Yeah.
Aww.
Been working on this new album for 18 months.
Sounds good.
Love
one that everyone's talking about, though, out at 2 o'clock today. We're going to play it first on Nova. If you're a Lady Gaga fan, it's been 3 years in the making. She's worked on it with Mark Ronson, who we know does, you know, he did Uptown Funk. He did all that stuff with Amy Winehouse. I have a tiny bit of it. It's not much, but this is all that has been leaked so far. Have a bit of a listen. So there are no lyrics in the leaked bit. Well, this is all that they've leaked. She put on Instagram. So that's sort of what the song is going to... That's the feel of the song. 2 o'clock on Nova.
When's the last time we got a single from Lady Gaga?
Nearly 3 years.
What was the last single?
I can't even remember what that was.
It was
Poker
the
Face?
New one's called Perfect Illusion, but the last one was, oh my goodness, I can't remember.
Poker Face
was it Born This Way or
it was what have we got in the system there, Jay?
Oh, let's not go through it.
Anyway,
let's go through the back catalogue.
Oh, I loved this one.
Edge of Glory. Edge of Glory.
Yeah.
Well, actually, at 9 o'clock this morning, we're doing all Gaga throwbacks, so you can roll through all your favourites then, boys, rather than get Josiah to find them in the system.
No, what else have you got, Josiah?
Yeah, no, thank you. I reckon that's enough.
Got any Nickelback?
Tom Hiddleston, he and Taylor Swift obviously have occupied all the headlines this week. With their breakup, it's now come out that he's the one that broke up, not Taylor. He grew tired of her. It was fun, but now he's had enough. And his friends have said that this is because he has a 3-month rule. And that's the point at which he grows tired of his girlfriends. Even his sisters affectionately give him a hard time about his lack of relationship staying power.
I'm a bit disappointed his friends have dobbed him in with that, you know, and gone to a magazine. That's really disappointing.
It is a bit cheeky, isn't it? You'd be calling out those friends for being pretty unfair.
You know. So that's like the 3-second rule, but the 3-month rule.
That's right.
So if you drop a girlfriend on the ground, you've got 3 months to pick her back up.
Yep, to eat it. Yep.
Last night on The Bachelor, it was all about the L word. So he did 4 hometown visits, Richie did. 2 of them, though, and these girls would have to be the front runners, Alex and Nikki. Alex didn't quite say it. She sort of came close, but the sentiment was there. Have a listen.
But I am. I am falling for you completely.
And then they've started making out.
She was close, wasn't she?
She got there. The one, though, that was a tad awkward was Nikki's. So she said it, and just have a listen to Richie's response.
I guess I've known for a while. I'm totally in love with you.
And you just tell me exactly how you feel, and that's beautiful. And I love that about you. You're incredible. So...
Love that about you.
That's do you know incredible. What? I love that about you.
Who was the first one, Alex?
Alex.
I think she probably is in love with him. I think that's a nice pairing. I reckon he's batting if he gets Nikki.
Mm.
I don't reckon in a normal situation outside of the bachelor house, Nikki would choose Richie. But in this pressure cooker situation...
Sarah, isn't there bigger news coming out of The Bachelor, though?
There is. Well, first of all, Nikki is from Perth, though, Whip, so I reckon she's the front runner. The others are
right.
Interstate.
Well done, Sarah.
But, yes, the big news is that Bachelor contestants Megan and Tiffany are apparently dating.
Yeah, now this...
Who? So
these are the two girls. Megan, remember, was
Megan
the one that
the
left.
Boobs.
She's tall, leggy, beautiful thing, and she was sort of a front runner. She was a Perth girl as well, and then she turned around and said, actually, don't worry about the rose ceremony. I don't want to be here. Apparently, she started dating one of the other girls that got the boot, Tiffany.
So,
they're moving in together.
Awesome.
It would have been great if they showed their true feelings. But in the house, they've obviously clicked and gone, well, I'm more keen on this girl than I am the actual bachelor.
Yep.
And it would have been great if they expressed those feelings. But Megan's gone, no, Richie, I've got to get out of here. This is not right for me. They've done a nude photo shoot together, haven't they?
Yeah, they did. They were in the desert, and it's stunning. They both look amazing. But, yeah, good on them if they found love in the house one way or another.
Well, that's the thing, Sarah. And, you know, this could happen in The Bachelorette. Two of the guys might go in there looking to meet this girl, Georgia Love, and then next thing you know, Steve looks at Gary and says, why don't we head upstairs?
well, do you know what they should do? They should do a bichelor.
Bisexual.
It's bi people in there. It's just a free for all.
Yeah.
2 houses, bang, go for it. Don't like The Bachelor? Well, come to me.
It's just a meat market. Jeez.
More like some of your German
girls,
DVDs.
Girls. Finally. Keys in the bowl.
Finally, a big congratulations. Natalie Portman is having baby number two. She's hit the red carpet with a big baby bump. Very exciting.
Natalie Portman. Which one's that again?
Are you kidding?
Visa is she Vendetta. The, is she, Black Swan, mate.
She's stunning. Not the one that comes on our show and she's a bad interview.
That's Tara Reid. So different. Oh, I'm going to slap you when we get there now. You deserve a hit around the head.
Oh, yes. This video is up right now on the Fitzy and Whipper Facebook page if you want to go check it out. But Matty DeGroote got into a lot of trouble the other day. And obviously, look, you know, we all have drinks in the studio here. The thing is, though, if you knock a drink over and it goes into the panel and you cause damage, you're liable for the mistake.
I mean, it hasn't been a great week for the piggy. It's one of those things where the understanding is if you're going to have a drink in the studio, have it in a bottle, keep a lid on it. You just don't have an open glass swinging around in your hand. Not very professional for a naughty piglet.
It's always a pleasure to get Radio 101 from you, Michael. So thank
pleasure,
you
mate.
So much.
Yeah.
So this is what happened, right? It happened. It looked like we had to replace the panel. We got one of our techs, Matty Powell, to get involved, and we said, Matty, can you pump it up and make it sound worse than it is? Because they have fixed it. It's okay now. But Matty DeGroote was very nervous the other day when this happened. The water went into the panel. There was talk that it had to be replaced. Then all of a sudden, Matt got a phone call saying that the general manager of Nova, Luke Minto, would like to see you in his office. Matty went up there. I was in our general manager's ear. Matt had no idea about this. I fed him the lines, and this is what happened.
Hey, shut the door, man.
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good at all.
I mean, it was an absolute accident, obviously.
Yeah, but you know the rules.
Yeah, and I was moving the water away.
No liquids near the panel.
I mean, no liquids.
Well,
none.
Yeah.
Were you out drinking last night?
I'm not sure what sounded that I'm sorry.
Were you out last night?
What? No.
Well, you're going to be breath tested.
Do you want a breath test?
Oh, come on. Mate, seriously, I get it. I'm sorry. It's expensive.
$28,000.
They're going to sling you for it, mate. I'm telling you right now.
Beyond apologising.
Yeah, we're going to have to sting you for it.
At least half.
Well, at least half, just to be fair.
$14,000.
$14,000.
For an accident. People do things all the time, accidentally.
But see, you made the mistake.
On a panel, was my issue.
It was your fault.
What are you going to say to Kath, our CEO?
Kathy's in a meeting, and I had to go in and let her know.
She wants to see you. What are you going to say to her?
She wants to catch up. What's your excuse?
My excuse is I made a mistake.
That's not going
to
cut it.
I'm very sorry to everybody. I don't believe it's a $14,000 personal mistake. If there are, as a mate, because...
Well, it's more of a GM chat at the moment.
It's more of a GM chat at the moment.
Yeah, well, no, but off the record, if there are, like, pay rises that are coming... could be frozen or something like that.
Are you sure you weren't out drinking last night?
Didn't know that.
You sure you weren't dehydrated?
I was not drunk.
Because we've had complaints about you, mate.
Under the influence of a performance-enhancing supplement.
There's been alcohol-related complaints too.
You regularly come into work smelling like booze.
And this is...
Alcohol has never, ever affected my performance.
Have you come into work drunk?
This is such an absurd...
Have you ever come into work drunk before, Matt?
Mate, I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. That's it.
I'm sorry too, but...
I don't want to push back, and I certainly don't want to go legal, but I will... It's a lot cheaper to find a lawyer to find a loophole in that than it is to pay $14,000. And that gets messy, and I get it.
Are you threatening legal action?
Are you threatening legal action?
No, I'm just saying I will fight it. I'm not just going to just say, oh, yeah, sure, take my $14,000. $14,000 is an obscene amount to charge me for an accident.
Okay, Lukey, what you're going to do, you're going to make out that you're going to go to your pocket and get some money out so you can help him out. But then when you bring your hand out, flick him the middle finger and just say, this is a stitch.
What about if I help you out?
Oh, you don't! Oh! No! I can hear laughter. I'll get stuffed. You...
Oh. That was easy.
I am so... Oh, I'm sweating.
You're also $14,000 in a hole.
No, I'm not! I'll sue.
No, it's actually more like 28. It is the original cost, and I'm sorry, Maddie. Yeah, no pay rises for you.
What about the long pause when have you ever come to work drunk? There was a very long pause in there.
Yeah. Oh. If you're not going to say anything good, don't say anything at all.
Do you know what's the... I would have paid money to see our general manager go to his pocket and then come out and flick the bird. I would have paid money.
You've got to go and have a look at the Fitzy Whipper Facebook page. Well done, Maddie. Great job. Mum gives birth on the same day 3 years in a row.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa! That's pretty good.
That is. I mean, that's out of time, but that is.
The second one would have been fluke, right? Mm. Do you think the third one, they would have gone... around the conception stage, they would have gone, let's go for it again.
I don't think you could even try for it. I mean, you could roughly have a crack. I mean, you can hit it in the right direction. But to land it on the same day for their three children 3 years in a row, after the second one, would you kind of think, this is weird, there's a likely here?
Do you know what the worst thing, like how much of a nightmare a birthday's going to be down the track?
The 1st of September would be D-Day for them.
Because the kids are going to, you've got to get them the exact same present, value present.
Yeah, sure.
Because if one kid thinks that they're getting a lesser present than the other... huge blow-ups.
I reckon you're bulk buying. You're going to Costco and you're finding three cricket bats. There you go, kids.
That's not bad.
Off you go. You're all getting the same thing.
Yeah,
that is
they've got three girls.
Unfortunately, and girls can also play cricket. Same day 3 years in a row. That is just phenomenal. What about this one the other day? We were working with a guy, Fitzy. He had two daughters and him and his wife decided, because he was really keen to have a son, why don't we go again and we'll see if we can get a son? Anyway, you often hear these stories of the result being another daughter. He had triplets. Daughter. So he had three more girls. Five girls.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa!
No, not as good as the other one. But
yeah, and can we just do that again? Because I really want everyone in on this.
Like
if we're doing it. We're doing it. Go again, Jay.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa!
Yeah, yours was a lot louder than everyone else's.
I think I was a bit late. Sorry, guys. And apparently the statistic is something like 1 in 20 million to have that happen.
Are you going out and buying a lottery ticket after that?
Yeah, you are. You're buying everything. No. You're buying a van.
No, you've already... your luck is already... Well, that the probability of that has already happened. It's not going to happen again, Sarah.
You don't know.
No, I know, but it's so lucky. Triplets. That's lucky.
And all natural, too. It'd be the last time I reckon you'd ever get it on with your wife. God. Oh. Five daughters.
Oh, jeez.
And one man. That is a pretty busy house.
Your life's over. Joe from Punch Bowl's got involved. What do you got for us, Joe?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday.
Hey, JoJo.
Yeah, look, just touching up on your story you were talking about before, I got my old man, myself, and my younger brother. We're all a good, say, 15 years between me and my brother, and maybe 25 between me and my old man, and we're all born on the 20th of August, same day, just years apart.
That's unbelievable.
That is pretty good. So,
pretty good, eh?
Why did they take so long between each sibling, Joe? 15 years.
I'm not sure. Maybe there was something good on TV at the time.
And Joe, what do you do? What do you do at birthday time, mate? Is it massive? Huge party?
Oh, yeah. Well, it used to be massive, but then it gets pretty pricey. So now we just cut one big cake and, you know, dance around, have a few drinks, and that's about it, really.
Story of my life,
Joe. Are you close
Joe?
To your brother that's 15 years older than you, Joe, or you don't really see him that much?
Oh, I'm the older one, so yeah. I'm pretty close. We got a brother between us, but it's just me and him were the ones born on the same date.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a great
story,
Joe. I love that story.
Haas has given us a call from Roselands. What's your unbelievable story, Haas?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
That's good. Yeah, well, going back to that, the children's story about the five daughters, my grandparents from my mother's side actually had, well, they kept trying for the boy. They ended up having 10 girls altogether.
That's
That is very good. Right, that is unbelievable. That you cannot beat that. I mean, when do you hang up the...
Yep, literally hang it.
That is astounding. 10 girls.
I reckon when you hit number six, I reckon that's when you'd go, this trend is too strong. We're not doing it right.
But then also, when is the point of no return when it becomes a joke and you go, nah, you know what? I don't care. It's like, you know, a gambler keeps losing money and they'll keep gambling until they get the money back. Do you think this was what that was like?
Oh, God. I mean, I wonder if there was any surprise or any accidents in there too. That's the thing.
Oh.
It's like Madeline West, who was on Neighbours and Underbelly. They have four kids, and then she went to have the operation, so she couldn't have any more kids. And the doctor said, no, we can't do that because you're having twins, you're pregnant again. Oh. She had no idea. Now has six kids.
Do you know what's more unbelievable about it? Do you know what's more unbelievable about that story?
What's that?
It's that she has had four children, and she's about to have twins, and the husband has got her to go and get the operation the week. Turd.
Oh, what are you talking about?
So he isn't prepared to get the snip himself after everything that she's been through.
I mean, if you want to form a snipped and proud group, then that's fine, mate. But stop judging other people's relationships.
Very excited about this. He's performing at the Sydney Opera House tomorrow night. Tickets available at sydneyoperahouse.com. It is the magnificent Reece Darby.
Welcome
to the studio.
Yeah, and I'll just add to those claps just to make it look as though there's more here.
Do you do that on stage, Reece? I mean, if you feel like the clap's not big enough, do you add another set of hands?
It's an old trick. It's an old trick, you know, despite there being 1,000 people there or whatever it is. Just one more clap just adds that extra bit of finesse.
What an iconic venue the Opera House is. I don't know if you've heard this, but they've just announced that the government might let people sleep over at the Sydney Opera House. Just under the sails at the back there on the water, and the experience is you spend 24 hours in the Opera House. Could you perform your show for 24 hours, Reece?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I could, but I wouldn't. Given the option, I'd probably just go home. You know, I don't like comedy that much.
No.
Give me an entire day.
What's the longest gig you've ever done? Have you just kept going?
Oh, I guess, you know, you wouldn't do more than 2 hours.
No.
That is a stretch.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get on a roll and you know, the time just, you know, dissipates. And you've forgotten what's going on, and next thing you know, oh, I've done 2 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've got like, tomorrow night is a lineup show. I've got friends on there with me, so you've got a time limit. You know, I can only do a certain amount of minutes between people, so it's all very scheduled.
But with the sleeping out thing too, though, Reece, at least you can almost say people have been sleeping out to see this show.
Yeah, I will be saying that.
The other thing too is my other concern, which we were discussing earlier, because there's so many party boats that go past, you don't want to be sleeping there, and you know there's one specific show and boat called Wild Boys Afloat. You don't want to be there when the Wild Boys drift past.
Oh, what do they do?
Oh, they do everything.
Wild Boys!
A lot of dancing, a lot of laps.
Yeah.
I'd be quite keen to see them. Yeah. I might swim out to them.
Yep. Australia does love you, though. Have you ever played the Opera House before? Have you ever performed there before?
Yes. Yeah, I did a couple of years ago. I was doing a tour, Mr. Adventure.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I finished at the Opera House, did a big one there. Took a photo.
Yeah. Can we claim you? Has anyone claimed you already as a radio show saying Australia's very own Reece Darby? Have we done that already?
Well, I don't think anyone would dare.
No.
I'm so Kiwi.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I'm iconically New Zealand. You can try. You can try.
Well, Crowded House, Crowded House. And they're performing. They're coming back at the ARIA Awards.
Oh,
30
really?
Years Crowded House, and they're coming back to perform, Reece.
Fantastic.
So we'll say that they're Australian again, even though they're from New Zealand.
Yeah, that's a classic one, that one, isn't it? The old...
Back together again?
Yeah. No, the...
Oh, claim.
The classification of Australian for the Crowded House.
Yeah, that's sure. Interesting too, though, I mean, when you talk about iconic New Zealand, you're also in the safety video for Air New Zealand.
Yeah.
I didn't, when I think safety and airlines, I don't put your name to it. Was it a...
Yeah, neither did I. That's why they took so long to call me. I said, I could do the safety video. No, I don't think people are going to take you seriously, mate. So anyway, look, it's one of those things where, I now have, you know, good flights.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Although it is a bit embarrassing sitting there and watching the video.
Has that happened?
Well, of course. I mean, I fly all the time, so I just laugh quite loudly, enjoy it.
Do you nudge the person next to you?
Yeah, I sort of nudge someone or I stand up and go, oh, check this out. Oh, finally a funny, good one. Sit down up the front, please.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Were you in an advert with Roger Federer back in 2008? Yep. I read this the other day. What were you doing?
I played his coach.
Wow,
funny.
Yeah, so I got to meet him. I spent the day with him. Lovely guy.
Yeah, good guy.
And he told me a couple of moves.
Did he? On the
tricky
wrist.
Tennis moves. Yeah, a couple of wrist. A couple of wrist movements.
But did you? I read also.
And then we went on to do some tennis.
Did you get his autograph? Because I also read that you've only ever got two autographs in your life, and one was like Bear Grylls, and the other was Tony Hawk. Is that correct? When you were young?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
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 So you didn't get Roger Federer's autograph, but the other two.
I may have. I mean, I didn't. I got autographs for my kid.
Yeah, right. Sure.
My kid Finn, who's a big Bear Grylls fan.
Yeah.
So, and the same with Tony Hawk. He signed a skateboard. I bought a skateboard.
Wow.
And so my son's got a Tony Hawk signed skateboard in his room. Skateboard.
Yeah. But, no. Could you see yourself on a bear?
Oh, thanks, Dad. I can't stand skateboarding.
He's into tennis. I'm more...
could you have got the tennis autograph?
He's on the boys going wild.
Yeah, he is.
What
about celebrities that have asked you for an autograph? No. Have you had that happen?
We don't care about that kind of thing. No. I don't ask for autographs or photos with famous people.
Do you mind if we get a photo interested after the interview? Is that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd love to.
Right. You've never got a selfie with someone that you'd admire, no? You're not a selfie man, Reese?
Maybe, but... you know, it's awkward. I think if I wasn't a well known figure myself, I wouldn't be the type that would go up and get one of these things. Would you? Yeah. Would you guys do?
I attempted one time at the airport with the Osborne family. Yeah, and I did. I felt like a bit of a duck.
Yeah. Oh. Can I have a photo with you? I mean, who cares? You know. And then you show your mates. Oh, look, there's me and him.
Yeah. What did you guys chat about? Nothing.
Oh, nothing. I was with him, but literally 3 seconds. Oh, change your life? Oh no, I got the photo. Doesn't do anything. So
got 25 likes.
Instead of getting a photo, you know, spend a bit of time with the guy or the lady.
That's right. Find out a bit more about them.
Too true.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more about you tomorrow night, Sydney Opera House. Tickets still available at sydneyoperahouse.com. Reece Darby, thank you very much for coming in, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Jesus, it's exciting, isn't it? It's this time of the year, as a supporter, you just go into lockdown for the next month. All the NRL finals, they are live, ad-free, and in HD on Fox Sports. A dedicated NRL finals channel is on 501 at the moment as well. Nathan Hindmarsh.
Hi, Nathan. Mate, thanks for coming in, because you just said on the way in, it was tough to be ripped away from home. You got 3 kids getting ready for school and you just want to be there to help out.
I did, because I'm a hands-on dad.
You hate time to yourself?
I really do, yes. You know, I lose my mind if I've got time to myself.
You've got to go surfing or something.
What's harder, running at a big, 150-kilo front rower or at home with 3 kids?
Well, I actually have 4 at home, but one of them doesn't have to get dressed. He just lies nude because he's just one of those kids. I think definitely the kids in the morning, especially our third child, Rowdy. You know, every morning.
Who blues the most? Who fights the most out of the 4 kids?
Out of the kids,
yeah.
Buster and Rowdy,
right?
Do.
Yeah, Buster and Rowdy. Of course, they do.
The two middle ones, yeah.
And it's full on.
Oh, they kick. One of them's a kicker, which I don't really agree with.
Because we spoke to Gaz, Mark Gasnier, one day, and Gaz goes, mate, you don't understand. Like, my old man just used to let my brothers do whatever they wanted to me. And he goes, I think that's what just toughened me up. Mm. Because in the end, my old man was just so sick of us fighting in the backyard that in the end he said, just go for it. Just beat the hell out of each other.
My old man was a bit like that. Yeah, he tied my brother and sister to a tree once because they were going at each other with hockey sticks.
So, my God.
Yeah, that's down on the farm. That's farm stuff, that is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which is allowed on the farm.
It is,
not the city, guys.
Yeah, when we got the slug guns out, that's when we said, well, that's enough.
Any snake stories, Hindy, on the farm or animals or injuries that you saw on the farm? Was there any shockers?
Yeah, I saw. My dad got kicked by a horse.
Oh, jeez, where?
Snapped his leg.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty good, but he was 3 parts gone at the time, so he didn't really bother him until he sprayed it, until he tried to cure himself with iodine, because we spray iodine on the cow's teats. And this is a long story.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he didn't know he actually broken it, but there was a big hole in his shin.
And kicked him in the shin.
So he sprayed it with iodine and got blood poisoning, and they found out then it was broken and all that type of stuff.
Wow. How long before he went to the doctor? Because your old man, was he one of those, I don't need to see the doctor?
Yeah, he didn't. No, he a while. It was about a good week and a bit.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, Fletch had this rash that he let go for a while. That was over a tour in England. It was.
How'd he get it?
Hard to say.
Sweat.
Yeah, right.
Humidity.
Working out,
yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
In London?
And, well,
and did chilling, he, it was indoors. Oh, was it?
Did he go the whole tour without seeing the doctor?
The whole tour. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good luck to him. I think it's coming back every now and then.
Parramatta, the Mad Monday. You know, there's always controversy. The boys dressing up as a couple of convicts and stuff like that.
Did you get sick of that?
You
can't do anything right. You can't do anything wrong. If you're in the public
it's
eye...
It's a bit like that. Mad Monday, you know, they're looking for things, Mad Monday.
Of course they are.
They are, and it doesn't matter what you wear or whatever, they just get a opinion for it now. So, but they, I think Manu Mo explained himself pretty well, and Takarangi, so they, Manu's been in jail for
he has,
yep.
So he already had the uniform.
Yeah, and...
And Danny Wicks as well, he's been in, he's...
But then there was a headline because someone was having a cigarette.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's having a cigarette on Mad Monday.
What was the best costume you had over the years, Heine? Did you have any belters that you came out with?
I had a couple of good ones. I got a leopard suit 1 year. One year I really struggled. I left it too late, so I just grabbed my wife's bikini and squeezed into that.
That was
that's
a feedback
right,
on that,
I
mate.
That.
Everything,
I remember.
Did everything fit, or did you get done for the old fly's eyes?
Pigtails.
It used to fit. It fit for a while, and then there was a lot of readjusting during the day. But that's Mad Monday. You know, you've seen them all.
It's
really.
What it's meant to be. Hey, just a quick one as well, because we get Mick Ennis on every week. Came up with a good idea. We're waiting for a reply from McDonald's. We thought we're going to try to get on to Macca's. To get a Mick Ennis burger for when he finishes. You know, because, you know, when you finish, I mean, you would have smashed a few steaks and burgers in your time, but just to maybe for a couple of weeks around the Shire, a Mick Ennis burger that you can go in and get, it's a couple of patties or whatever wants in their ingredients, and he can just smash as many as he wants, and you can celebrate the Sharks' year, you know what I mean?
Are you angry you didn't get your own burger?
It's just a ridiculous idea.
That's the genius of it. Honey, that's the genius.
A McInnes burger. That's where the humour is.
Who's not driving to the Shire to get a McInnes? It's a thick patty.
I'm not
besides
going
you're the only one. Should we get him a soft serve? Name a soft serve after him or something instead.
Now, stick around. You're going to do Rap of the Week, but just quickly, who do you think is going to win the premiership this year? Who's the favourite for you?
I think there's two that are standouts, probably the Cowboys and the Melbourne Storm. I think those two have got the best form going into the semi.
So whoever wins this week, do you think will win the premiership?
Well, there's out of
Storm and Cowboys because they're playing each other.
I think it all depends on who wins tonight.
Okay,
there it is.
How you go at rapping?
What do you like at rapping, mate? Have you done it before?
Yeah, I did. It was in Macca's back in 97. I was on the cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. Not the McInnes.
No, not the McInnes, no.
McInmarsh burgers.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. They were like quadruple stacked.
Yeah, sure.
Where's Tom, our producer?
He's hid because he's got to go up against you in Rap of the Week.
Two of the most masculine guys you'll ever meet in your life, Nathan Hindmarsh and Tom Ivey, our producer, are going head-to-head at Rap of the Week next. Are you ready to go?
I'm actually very nervous.
Okay, all right, stick around. Rap of the Week next. This man you have seen all season, and he's up Rap of the Week now against our producer, Tom Ivey. But Nathan Hindmarsh, thanks.
Thank you.
Now, Hindy, your subjects to rap about this week. The US Open's been on. We got The Bachelor. Final three have been now announced on The Bachelor. I know how massive fan you are of The Bachelor.
Huge fan.
And Michael Ennis escapes charge for his shoulder charge. He's didn't get any games for that, so you need to rap about that. Are you okay? You've written a few things down?
I've jotted a few points down, yeah.
All right, do you want to go first? Am I going first?
Yeah, you go first. I'm very, very nervous.
Oh, God, okay. This is a big one.
But two sports stars in the one studio.
Yeah,
you know,
great, though. The loser gets to charge at the other one in a tackle.
That's good.
Naked.
Yeah, completely naked.
Very similar, these two. As you can see, Heine's got a Guns N' Roses t-shirt, and Tom's got a nice Country Road woolen sweater.
It's a new knit from Country Road. What do you think, Heine? Do you like that?
No, I don't like it.
At least you're honest.
Are you ready to do
this?
All
right, Heine, let's go. Yeah,
you're up, Heine. Here we go. Woo! Yeah, you're up, Heine. This is you. Count it in, man.
Okay. One,
two, three,
four.
Pass the mic to MC Heine. It's Tom to beat Tom Ivey. I thought I was against Whipper. Instead, I'm against this fizzer. Oh! Sorry, Tom, you don't impress. Rapping's weird, your hair's a mess. Oh! Time for a positive and one flaw. Your wife's hot, but the baby's not yours. This is rapping, not bloody tennis. I play dirty like Michael Ennis. Me versus Tom, are you serious? You should have quit like Nick Kyrgios. Oh! I played through this rap. His name is Osha. Dating three birds at one time. All the girls think that's fine. No one complains. I'm not a creep. When I do it, I am a creep. This one, roses, make me smile. I can buy them in the chuck. Da-da. I'm going to cut this one short. I'm only here to plug Fox Sports. Well, I must say,
that is, I mean, an absolute mess.
That was.
So far, you're winning.
That was a dog's breakfast, that was.
Oh, you started
it
so
takes
well.
Me, it takes me four days to read the Big League magazine. Now I'm going to do this.
Anyone would trip over Osher Ginsberg. I get it, mate. I get
it. I've never heard of who's is that his name?
Yeah, Osher. Host of The Bachelor. It's all right, Hindy. I mean, that's an A for effort. I loved it.
Sounds like a beanbag, doesn't it?
Oh, that was brilliant, Tom. Right, well done, still Hindy. Hard to beat.
Next time.
He started well.
If you beat me, I'll flog you.
I understand. All right, let's kick off. Let's kick into it. Thanks, Hindy. I'm covering off Taylor Swift. And Matt DeGroot ruining the studios. Here we go. Sad news about Tom and Taylor Swift. I'll put my hand up if you get the drift. Me and Taylor rolling in the trough. Hey, Tay-Tay, you can shake me off. Oh. Our poor newsreader Matt DeGroot ruined his nest and needs a reboot. We thought he was going to lose his gig. Don't worry, Matt. You'll always be our traffic pig. And Hindy, your rap was off the map. Sweating all over your salary cap. A rap so bad I ran a mile. I bet you wish you'd won a grand final. Oh, oh. Shots to the head made you ditzy. At least you got a better footy career than Fitzy.
Oh!
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm going to take my jumper off, guys. I'm sweating here.
Oh, God, Sarah, this is the biggest decision you've ever had
actually,
to make. Oh. My man.
Actually, I think this one's kind of easy this week. I reluctantly so because he's never won before, but what? Tommy.
Oh, what?
What?
Home to not dab.
I'm dabbing, guys.
Hindy is not happy.
He's all never right. won before.
That's how bad I am. Yeah,
no. Hindy, would you like to hug it out?
No, I don't.
Okay, no.
Bugger off.
Well done, Hindy.
Hindy's just shoulder charged him. Whoa. Whoa. You'll get two for that. Whoa. Thanks for coming in, legend.
Thanks guys. Mate. Thanks for having me.
Love it. Great work. Fitzy and Whipper.